Because Russian guys are not always geniuses. After my grandmother died, I felt like crawling into the coffin with her. After my dad's best friend got shot in the face, I wondered if I was destined to get shot in the face too. Considering how many young Spokanes have died in car wrecks, I'm pretty sure it's my destiny to die in a wreck too. Jeez, I've been to so many funerals in my short life. I'm 14 years old, and I've been to 42 funerals. That's really the biggest difference between Indians and white people. A few of my white classmates have been to a grandparent's funeral, and a few have lost an uncle or aunt, and one guy's brother died of leukemia when he was in third grade. But there's nobody who has been to more than 5 funerals. All my white friends can count their deaths on one hand. I can count my fingers, toes, arms, legs, eyes, ears, nose, penis, butt cheeks, and nipples, and still not get close to my deaths. And you know what the worst part is? The unhappy part? About 90% of the deaths have been because of alcohol. Gordy gave me this book by a Russian dude named Tolstoy who wrote, "Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." Well, I hate to argue with a Russian genius, but Tolstoy didn't know Indians. And he didn't know that all Indian families are unhappy for the same exact reasons. The frickin' booze. Yep, so let me pour a drink for Tolstoy and let him think hard about the true definition of unhappy families. So, okay, you're probably thinking I'm being extra bitter. And I would have to agree with you, I am being extra bitter. So let me tell you why. Today, around 9 a.m. as I sat in chemistry, there was a knock on the door, and Miss Warren, the guidance counselor, stepped into the room. Dr. Noble, the chemistry teacher, hates being interrupted, so he gave the old stink eye to Miss Warren. "Can I help you, Miss Warren?" Dr. Noble asked, except he made it sound like an insult. "Yes," she said. "May I speak to Arnold in private?" "Can this wait? We are going to have a quiz in a few moments. I need to speak with him now. Please?" "Fine. Arnold, please go with Miss Warren." I gathered up my books and followed Miss Warren out into the hallway. I was a little worried. I wondered if I'd done something wrong. I couldn't think of anything I'd done that would merit punishment. But I was still worried. I didn't want to get into any kind of trouble.